That was My Old Friend. It's the first single from John Hiatt's new disc, The Tiki Bar Is Open, with references to Jethro Tull and Neil Young and the song's friendship theme. I think My Old Friend is going to strike a chord with a lot of people. When you wrote your most popular songs, did you have an inkling at the time that they were the ones that would have staying power?
Not at all. I mean, when I'm writing, I never... It's all about the work, you know, the results. I'm clueless really as to what's even going to happen to these things. I get so involved in writing the songs and then making the records that I don't really, you know, it's great when they connect. It's great when the audience says, man, I love that song, you know, or this song means so much to me and my wife or whatever, you know, that's the payoff. But I think if you start thinking about that, you know, how somebody's going to take something, it's kind of like when you're in the studio and you start thinking about what you're playing. The next thing you know, you're not really making music, you're showing off.
What about when Riding with the King, which was almost 20 years old, suddenly became the title track to a double platinum collaboration between Eric Clapton and B.B. King? Did it make you feel like your songs have a life of their own?
Getting that song recorded after all those years, I just kept remembering what my mom said. Hang in there. Don't ever give up. You know, all the old cliches, because it's true. I mean, that's a great example for any of you kids out there writing songs or struggling with your music. Hang in there, man. It'll come to light. It pays off if you just put the effort in. That was a real thrill to get that thing recorded. I got a platinum award, you know, double platinum record award for that record. And I've gotten a few. I got one from Bonnie Raitt and a couple other people. And I've never put one up on a wall anywhere. But this one I put up in my race shop because I was pretty proud.
Isn't it odd that there's been more than 100 versions of your various songs, and yet you said you don't sit down to write for other people?
I've tried to write for other people, and the results have been pretty bad most of the time. Yeah, I just write, you know. I think that's what the other artists connect with. They know they're just getting a John Hiatt song, or whatever my particular skew is, you know, musically or my slant lyrically, you know.
Yeah, because I wondered what makes them feel they can get inside your songs. Maybe because they're universal, but they're personal at the same time.
Well, I think they're simple. You know, I've always tried to be simple, but I'm always looking for that little sick twist, you know. I mean, that's sort of what appeals to me. So I'm always looking for a little twisted way of saying the same old thing, really.
There's a sonically smashing number that opens the Tiki Bar, Everybody Went Low. Now, that phrase must have some twist to it, because I don't know what in the heck you're talking about.
I just remember when I was a kid, and we'd sit around talking about life and stuff, there was a phenomenon that I started to notice, that if you got a certain group of people together, they could talk each other into being bummed out. You know what I mean? And so it was kind of like talking about that, I guess. Just that phenomenon. And then by the end of the song, lyrically, you know, the girl's pulled through it, and the guy is, he wants to jump in the same lifeboat she's in and get the heck out of there, you know, get tired of being bummed out by all this stuff.